This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today, spiritual assistance. Now, I don't know about you, but having the right people walking with me on this journey called life, well, it's a big help. And the truth is, I think that all of us at times feel alone, sort of out there by ourselves, just trying to figure it out. But to have that person or group of people sometimes we can turn to when life gets complicated, and it does, we know that, well, that can be life-giving, helping to provide that ray of hope for those times when maybe we feel a bit wayward and like lost souls. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and here to help us with that, our spiritual director, to give us some spiritual assistance. Back with us once again, Father Sam Martin. Father is a priest in the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, pastor of St. John the Baptist Parish in Marshfield and Christ the King Parish in Spencer. Father Sam Martin, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Well, we're in good spirits here because spring is coming and the winter is waning, and it's the opening of the Major League Baseball season. Chuck, the boys are back in town, so that's a hopeful sign that the best months are ahead of us.
I'm looking forward to it as well, and I'll just be up front with everybody. Father Sam Martin is a huge Milwaukee Brewers fan, and Chuck Neff is a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan. And those two teams, opening day today in Milwaukee. So we'll talk later, Father, about the day.
Yeah. Depending on how it goes, one of us is going to need some spiritual assistance. I'm sure of that.
Well, I will offer it to you because I know how it's going to turn out. But hey, it's great to have you back with us on the program. And again, we're going to talk about spiritual assistance today. And we'll open up these phone lines here in just a moment. But get us started, Father, in terms of spiritual assistance. What are we talking about? How do we define that?
The first thing that comes to mind, Chuck, is like the AAA roadside assistance. It's for some reason that I put those two together, and maybe it's not dissimilar insofar as, you know, our baptismal promises to renounce evil and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to try to get to heaven, and that can be, oh, not such a clear path, and our Lord said that it's a narrow way, and many that choose the wide, comfortable path of the world find it difficult, if not, undesirable to follow the path that leads to the Lord, that leads to His Father in heaven. So spiritual assistance would be being able to share our faith, being witnesses, ambassadors, as St. Paul says, to what we believe, that Jesus, it's not a path that He gives us or an 8-point program, but He's a person, and He's the way and the truth and the life. And for those of us who have come to believe, to some degree anyway, we really think that He is God, He's trustworthy, well, then we have a duty that comes with that to share our life. And how to do it and when, those things are moments of discernment. But spiritual assistance really is sharing the faith that God has given us, which is a gift. It's a theological virtue, which means that it comes from God and it leads us home to God. And there are reasons for what we believe, and we share those too. I think of St. Peter's exhortation in his little epistle where he says that, be prepared to give reasons for your hope. Well, that's a way of giving assistance to others when they're maybe are struggling and going through some real darkness and they need encouragement. Or we have a belief in the resurrection, you know, that life has changed, not ended in death. And so we have many things that we can contribute, can share, and all of those things would be components of a type of spiritual assistance that gives reasons to others for our hope, and please God, it buttresses and grows their hope too.
Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director on the program today. Let's open up our phone line, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance, talking today about spiritual assistance. Toll-free number if you'd like to be on the program with us, 888-914-9149. You can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as you think about your journey of faith and certainly in spiritual assistance, when have you shared your faith? When have you helped somebody on their journey? And what were the fruits of that? What kind of impact did that have on you, maybe, but also on that other person? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And so when we talk about spiritual assistance, Father Martin, obviously spiritual direction kind of falls into the conversation, but is spiritual assistance and spiritual direction, is that the same? Is it different?
Well, related, but not quite the same. To be a spiritual director requires more background and more training, more formation. I wouldn't, if I didn't have some sort of theological degree and also the approval of the church, I wouldn't claim to be a spiritual director. And so you have to, they'd be related, cousins, but one would be more generic, like anyone that, maybe we kind of hone in on who can give spiritual assistance. I'd say anybody living their faith that is humble enough to recognize their limits, but is really trying to not pawn off, to share things that aren't Catholic. I mean, we want to be clear that this is what the church teaches, and maybe we have our catechism and our Bible, so we stay clear about that. If you're going to give spiritual assistance, you want to make sure that it's trustworthy and it's going to be helpful. But spiritual direction would be someone that religious, priest, lay person, but has received significant formation and somehow has that stamp of approval that the church would say this person is like a book that covers a theological topic has to have typically an imprimatur from the bishop and a nihil obstat from someone that has a theology degree to make sure that nothing in this book contains errors or would misrepresent what the Catholic Church teaches. So something analogous would happen with a spiritual director. But any sincere, baptized Catholic Christian is able to give some assistance, and there are many times when we should, and probably we lack confidence is, I would guess, for most of us, our biggest struggle, that, well, who am I or to say this, or I feel like if I bring this up, I'm judging. There are a lot of delicate moments of discernment that really require prayer, but we have to have a confidence that the spiritual director par excellence is the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said that we'd be led to places that we might not be comfortable, and we'd be asked to give our testimony. He says, the Holy Spirit will provide. He'll help you. We want to remember that and really rely upon that. So anyway, that's, I think, in a nutshell what I'd say. Direction requires more of a background academically, theologically, and ecclesiastically. But assistance, well, if we're living our baptismal promises well, then we can give some of that at different times.
Yeah, and then put a little bit of an umbrella over this when we talk about spiritual assistance. When should we give it? To whom should we give it? And are there times, perhaps, when we should not?
That's a huge question, and there are so many times where we've prepared our speech in our head, and sometimes the Lord doesn't allow us to give it. And that's probably, that there's a divine wisdom there, especially in our own family. That's where we have to be the most careful. We need to pray long and hard about, this weekend will be the prodigal son, and the father looks so reckless, he lets his son kind of go. He knows how he's going to live and how he's going to spend his inheritance, and he lets him go anyway. And that's, Jesus is the one telling the story, so he's telling us something about his father. And that's a difficult thing in our own family. I let them go, let them live, let them, and not say anything. We have to say some things, but we have to believe in freedom. We have to believe in the formation we did provide. We're going to have to trust that the seeds of faith that were sown are still there. And so it's going to be a constant question, like, Lord, am I doing enough? If I can do more, should I? Or is this a time where, I let silence speak for itself. I endure the suffering that this is causing me. Maybe I want to say something and do something because my pride is getting hurt. Well, that's not the best motivation. So that question that seems to me, Chuck, is the one that is, for every situation, the one that we pose to the Lord. Is it me, Lord, that you want to say something? If so, I'm willing, but help me. And if we're unwilling, well, we can admit that too. I'm afraid, Lord. This could burn a bridge. This is a friendship that is really important to me. For us as pastors, we might say, well, that's a big benefactor. I mean, if I upset that person, I know these are kind of material things, but if we're honest, these things weigh on us. So a great encounter that we can have with the Lord, acknowledging that, well, am I supposed to say something? A fair question, and one that the Lord will help us to resolve. Mm-hmm.
Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director, talking about spiritual assistance today. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. When have you shared your faith and it's made a difference? Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in just a moment.